Your role is expanding, Tamara. We're joined in the media center by Greg Anderson. Media members, you may report. Greg, let's switch spots. I want to feel tall up here. All right. Our number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson, 11th this season, 117th of his career. Ran 665, 5.20, 5.38. First round matchup will be against Troy Coughlin Jr. You were 81 points out in front. Now you're 92 points out. So a successful qualifying. Walk us through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was my goal coming in. I can't control anything else. I can't control what the other teams do. And everything worked out just kind of exactly the way I figured it would. So, you know, but I've been saying all year long, Joe, you can't worry about who you run first round. Anybody that qualifies anymore in pro stock can beat anybody. So, yeah, I've got a tough customer first round, but you know what? I consider them all tough customers first round. So, second round, third round, it doesn't matter anymore. It's first round's usually like a final round, and you got four final rounds on Sunday. You got to win. So, that's the way it is, and that's all good. I'm good with it all. And I'm proud of the team for, you know, what we did. We did our job. We did all we could do. We gained all the little points we can do. And you never know when we get to Pomona if those little points will make the difference. So I want everyone I can get, and that's what I've been trying to do. And got pretty much all we could get this weekend.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Name and affiliation for Greg Anderson, our winningest pro stock racer in history. Kevin McKenna, NHRA National Dragster. Your question for Greg Anderson. See what I'm doing?
Hurry up, Kev.
You've been down this road a number of times, chasing championships. The fact that you've got a pretty good lead at this point, does it make it a little easier than, you know, say it was 10 points or 5?
Well, I would certainly rather be in my position than, you know, everybody else's, no doubt about that, Kev. But no lead's big enough. I know that. And it can go away in a heartbeat. It can go away tomorrow. So you still got to go out and try to win the race. That's the goal. As I said, the goal every time I come to a race, you come to win, and that's why I've come this weekend. I've come to win. If I win, then we're going to be looking good when we get to Pomona. If I don't win, then it'll be a different story. So it's really that simple. And game plan doesn't change. I've come to win, and that's what it's anything less than that tomorrow, I'll be disappointed.
Has it dawned on you that the grand slam would be to win here, your 100th race at Pomona Clinch Championship? That would be a whole enchilada.
No, I hadn't even thought of that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Didn't even know. Shut up, Rick. That would be cool, no question about it. That would be a dream scenario. It's probably asking too much, but I'm going to try. I'm damn well going to try. It's just been a neat season for me. I'm just so proud of, you know, what I've got on the side of my car, the Hendrick cars, and the association with Rick Hendrick. And as soon as I got back for the pit tonight, I get a text from him and a picture. Jim Campbell, the president of Chevrolet, who happens to be one of Rick's best buddies, was standing on a starting line tonight. We made Q4. So timing is everything. And you know, I showed off a little bit for the bosses, for the guys that pay the bills. So timing is everything. And they're happy right now. And tomorrow would certainly make them happier if I can find a way to go the distance. It's tough right now because that side of the fence over there on the NASCAR side, they're dominating. They're winning every race. They're kings. They're heroes. And I feel like I'm not holding my end of the bargain up unless I win every race. So I've got to find a way to do it. I've got to find a way to win just to keep pace with the other side of the team. So that's the situation I'm in, but I like it.
Find your sprint car this winter.
Yeah, no kidding. Obviously, I need to run some different kind of race cars. That kid's something else. Everybody knows what a talent he is, what a freak he is. He's just out of control. He's incredible. And shows you how sharp Rick Hendrick is for hiring him.
Additional questions for Greg Anderson. Greg, the elite team has been very vocal, and you called the shot earlier in the week. A couple of years ago, you guys played the ladder game, tried to get next to Erica. I believe it is the most talked about single run in pro stock history. She did beat you and go on to the championship, but Richard Freeman said on the starting line, turnabout is fair play. They made it very obvious they were gunning for you. Last night, Kyle Koretsky said he feels that this team is ready. Bring it on. You're the guy that they're going for. Talk a little bit about all the moves they're making to try to get next to you. And let's talk about the Greg Anderson versus Jegs round one matchup. Troy Coughlin, this guy's coming for you.
Well, first of all, I think that's the exact playbook they should have used, did use, and you know, worked out perfectly for them. It probably might have been a little bit easier to achieve what they achieved this weekend because there ended up being 16 cars. So all they had to do was make sure they had the last three spots, I guess, covered. That's easy to do. When I did it, it was me against the world. I think there was 20 cars at the race, and there was one spot I had to hit, and not DNQ. with 20 on ground. So a little bit tougher, and I've said it a million times, I got lucky, made that happen, and it wasn't quite as difficult for them to make it happen. You could see how things were playing out through the weekend when Mike Callahan broke and ended up only 16 cars. Well, then the job was already done for him. So but they did their job. They did what they needed to do. Now they got the table set. And, you know, I've got a tough customer, but I'm telling you, no matter who you race first round, it's a tough customer. So I'm not treating it any different. I can lose to anybody first round. So can everybody in those pits over there. So you cannot count your chickens before they hatch and eggs before they hatch. And it's just, that's the way pro stock is. And that's the way it should be. Anybody can beat anybody, and nobody should be surprised or shocked. So, but it also makes you feel the best at the end of the day when you find a way to win.
Greg, thank you very much. Congratulations on your number one qualifier. Good luck.